This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9, backstage at Hyacinths Arena for the Dance Sport Championships with Ziggy and Annalisa. Now, you guys look amazing, first of all. Now, you're from Iceland,
yeah,
Ziggy. You're a long way from home.
I know. It's way too hot here, but I can't wait to go home.
So, how did you guys meet up?
Basically, Siggy's coach in Iceland is actually Australian, so, and I've known Adam for a long time. So when we were both looking for a partner, I contacted Adam in Iceland, and within a week I was in Iceland for a tryout, and yeah, 2.5 years later, we're still going strong, so yeah.
So you're in Melbourne for the competition this weekend. What do you specialise in?
So we're ladder. We completely specialise in the ladder style. Yep. So in the amateur ladder
so
category.
So what's the training like to get in preparation for this big event? Because there must be like hours and hours and hours of training.
But it's been just a really good prep for this competition, actually. We've been really calm. So we've just been working on the detail of what we're doing. Because we've been ready for a month, we just getting in those finer details.
Yeah,
hopefully
fantastic.
We can show them off.
A lot of fitness as well, obviously. Just keep our bodies in prime condition throughout the whole season. Like
six
of the
packs
year
and all.
Oh, my God. So how many dancers are you going to be competing in?
Well, there's five dancers in the Latin category. Yep. So, and I believe on Saturday we have about four rounds. So,
So you get a bit of a break.
Yeah, we do.
Like a six-hour break. Yeah.
All the best for the competition.
Thank you so much.
And just call it out there.
Don't
slip.
We won't. That's our
idea.
Thank you.
Cool. Backstage at Hyacinths Arena with Alec and Jared from Dancing with the Stars. Welcome, guys.
How you going?
How you going, mate?
Alec, you first got into Dancing with the Stars in 2005. You won with Ada Nicodemu. And then fast forward to 2011, I think it was, you're back on Dancing with the Stars. And you won this year with Emma Friedman.
Yeah.
So congrats on that.
No, thanks a lot, mate. It's been a really good run. I've been very lucky to have some really good partners out there. I've actually never had a partner who's never danced before. So,
really?
Yeah, so it's been very, very lucky for me. I think Jared's had a few. A few good ones as well, yeah. So
take us to the process of these celebrities learning to dance.
At the start, mate, they walk in and they are basically, I think we all walk in the first day and we're like, oh, we're screwed. Like, this is going to be the hardest thing ever. But yeah. I think as time goes by, you do, you know, a few little days here, a few days there. And after a few weeks, you start to see a bit of progress and you start to see the green light.
Jared, you've teamed up with Jacinda Campbell
a
few years ago, who was Miss Universe.
Yes.
Vicky Lee last year.
Yeah.
And this year, you're with Ash Pollard from MKR.
Yes.
Bit of a mixed bag.
Yeah, mixed bag, but I can't say I hate my job. I generally get some pretty attractive partners, so that's a great part of the job.
So how do you cope with all that?
Well, I've got a fiance, so luckily she's very understanding. But working 7 days a week, we spend more time with our celebrity partners than what we do our actual partners at home. So you've got to have someone really understanding at home, but I've been lucky. I've got some great partners, and with Ricky and Ash, the last 2 years I've made the finals, so this guy beat me though, so...
Only just.
Now, you guys are here for the Dance Sport Championships this weekend. What's your involvement in the competition this year?
It's the 70th anniversary of the competition, so they want to, you know, do something a little bit more bigger and a little bit more bold. And they're actually going to do the opening ceremony with all the Dancing Stars professionals.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and we're going to have Emma Friedman actually performing, featuring as the front of the number.
And yourself.
And myself, and Jared, and all of us. And a few chairs and, you know, other little things to help us out. But, I think it's going to be great. We've got Matt Mitchum coming in tonight as well, who actually came second on the show this year. He's danced with Marsha at the Gala Ball. Yeah, so it's, you know, going to charity and stuff, so it's going to be great.
So this whole weekend is full of dancing. Couples from over 20 countries are competing. Must be a lot of pressure on the couples to deliver.
Yeah, well, it's a massive amount of pressure, and for Australians, it's sort of the big competition for us. It's what we work all year for, all those hours in the studio. So for even the couples coming overseas, it gives us that competitive edge as well, like that it's going to push everyone harder and harder. But there's some great couples coming from overseas. Yeah.
So you guys are used to this pressure on Dancing with the Stars. Any advice for the dancers this weekend?
Oh, it's the same pressure, mate. No matter what happens, you walk on, your legs are trembling.
But there's no cameras, right?
There are cameras, but, you know, you're still... I think it's a bit harder, actually, because you're actually on the floor with more couples. You're being judged, you know, from first to sixth in a final. I mean, there's all sorts of things going on. They're training... These couples have trained 7 days a week for the last year. So it all comes down to this one performance. And, you know, I think the uncertainty of the outcome of that is what puts the nerves in.
And everything's exposed as well. This is the thing. On TV, fast camera angles, dresses,
costume,
lights,
yeah,
can change the dance, yeah, and make someone not very good look amazing. Where on this floor, you're completely exposed and it's just you and your partner and your best dancing you can give.
You're naked.
On the dance floor.
With Diamantes.
Eric and Joe, thank you so much for doing this on the show this morning.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you very much,
for
yeah.
The competition.
Sunday's the big opening.
I'm not going to be here on Sunday.
Oh, you're missing out. Oh, there's going to be a live, you know, there's going to be a live stream. They've actually got a live stream this year as well.
The yeah. live stream was on the website. Which
on the website, yeah.
On our
yeah,
Facebook
so
page.
People can check it out.
Thanks, fantastic. Guys.
Thank you very
so
much.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.